Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dat. Two Dudes Assorted Tunes, for those who don't know.
Yeah, what number is this?
12. We are on our 12th episode.
Wow.
10th recorded, 12th total.
Yeah, well, you know what? 80% is okay.
That's not bad.
If Meatloaf says 2 out of 3 ain't bad, then 8 out of 10 is definitely pretty okay.
Then we're doing all right.
We gotta go always off of Meatloaf.
8 out of 10, a.k.a. what I think I got on my presentation tonight. So
you know what, man? Good total. I'll take it.
That's right, exactly.
What's up first?
What's up first? You know, well, everyone who has listened to our show before knows Run the Jewels is pretty dope.
Yeah.
They got some new stuff coming out January 17th, right? I believe that's the date.
I have no idea.
RTJ3.
Oh, you got a little notification there.
I know. I need it to go
What
away.
Is it?
Okay, so I have this WinZip thing, and it wants me to clean out files on my laptop. Literally, and it says this every week. Not even every week. Every time I have to load on my laptop, it says, there are 100,000 files that you haven't used in the last 12 months. Do you want to delete them? And every time I'm like, no laptop. Don't tell me what to do. I know what I want, and those probably make sure that my laptop runs properly. Not gonna play that game with you.
Aha.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Run the Jewels is pretty cool.
They are. They are definitely cool.
So we got, actually, technically we got both of them here, but we got one half of Run the Jewels on the mic, and we got the other half of Run the Jewels producing.
So sort of what happens anyway, except that LP doesn't also rap
on it. LP doesn't rap here. But we're just going to jump right into it. Here's Big Beast by Killer Mike.
Killer Mike. Hard coach, homie, all play around. Ain't sweet about the peach, this Atlanta clown. Home of the dealers and the strippers and the clubs, though. Get you coming out that magic.
We're just gonna start over.
All right, well, Owen, let's not screw up this time.
We're gonna start over.
Okay.
Sweet by the peach, this Atlanta clown. Home of the dealers and the strippers and the clubs, though. Catch you coming out that magic city with a snub. Lurking in the club on tourist month. Welcome to Atlanta, up the jury month. These monkeys looking for some looter in Jermaine. And all that found with some Ruger and some pain. Pow, mother, pow, come up off the chain. Pow, mother. We some money hungry wolves and we down to eat the rich. Your bodyguard, we strip them like a stripper. These real killers moving silence with violence. The minute it set off, we the motherfucking violence. I am from Atlanta, that they never speak a pun. Where everybody got a sack of dope and a gun. Gun, gun.
What's up on the time in the projects and OG saw a young Bumby as a prospect. Thought that I would understand the streets from a very young age. So he opened up the G code to the front page. He sat me on the porch, said this where little dog sit. Pointed at the yard, said that's where big dog is. Said don't leave till your get grown. And don't come back till your get cold. Whatever you want is whatever you can have. Bring the pain and leave them wet like they soaking in some sap. When you step out on the app, make sure they wanna see ya. Cause being trill isn't out of monopia. Be about it like a G. I hate I wanna get you slipping. Drop to be a Jordan, but settle for a Pippin. Player, I ain't even tripping. But I don't really care, cause my pistol's in your face. So put your hands in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
'96, I'm riding with a pistol grip, banana clip from Simpson Road to Adamville. I'm repping this Atlanta. Try and handle up, let's see can they handle this. 100 round at them, that ain't no Louisiana. Drinking on that Hennessy, blowing on that cannabis. America, cause nightmare, trap fantasy. A record full of felonies, searching for a better me. But choppers go off in my hood like Iraq, Cuba, Tel Aviv. Shooting, let them leave. Y'all suckin' try, never be, don't give a f- about it. Quick to run up on that out and make him get the f*** about it. Better be about it, he deserve it, he allow it. What's a coward to a kamikaze? He ain't robbed a man, he predator and prey. The law of nature where I stay, I catch you slipping with that K. Ain't no illusion and no confusion.
that cake and all that jewelry or your shoes.
And you know just how it goes. Playing around with that bullshit. We let it go. When you come here, you better come correct. It's real deep. You gotta show respect.
What are they? What are they? Listen to my Timber 45 go bang. Bang, bang, grind time, rap gang. We the readers of the books and the leaders of the crooks. Predators, we eyeballing all of y'all lanes. Let me fall off, I'm taking all of y'all chains. All of y'all watches and all of y'all cars. Well, who we talking to? All of y'all stars. All of y'all rappers and producers and such. No homo promo, homie, you might get your touch. Like Def Jam, circa 83, you get rushed. If you rolling with some winners, then you rolling with us. I know some dumb country, but them ain't weak. Know they dress and look the part, but them ain't cheap. I don't make dance music, this is R.A.P. Opposite of the sucker they play on TV.
And you know just how it goes. Playing around with their books. We let it go. When you come here, you better come correct. It's real cheap, you gotta show respect.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah, that was a good way to open a show.
It's one of my favorite intros. It's unfortunate that it has to be censored, but I just love how hard Killer Mike comes in on the very first beat.
Yeah.
Like, it makes the album for me, because everything just picks up from there. It just feels really great.
I love that album. That's the rap album music. Rap Music. R.A.P. Music. Yeah. What do we know what it stands for, like, in the album title, or is he just like, yeah, I'll make it an acronym.
You're like, yeah, yo, acronyms, boy. Hell yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
You know, acronyms are dope.
I will look it up while you fill with the next. Oh, here you go.
Well, what I don't know what's next, because I can't see
African
it.
People.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's what it stands for, so.
All right.
Which makes sense, knowing Killer Mike.
Yeah, no, that's good.
You know what the next song is.
Well, I don't remember, because I don't have the list in front of me.
Car Seat Headrest.
Oh,
go.
All right, cool. So, Car Seat Headrest. Not only is it a dumb name for a band, it's a really good band.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good.
Yeah, no. So there's they have a big following on, like, SoundCloud and I think Bandcamp. They released all their stuff on. And they had like 10 albums, and they didn't have like they were just weren't on Spotify or like on a label or anything. And then they got signed after 10 albums, and they released. One of my favorite albums of the year, Teens of Denial, and the song Drunk Driver's Killer Whales is on it, and that's one of my favorite songs on the album, and I think it's just really good in general. And then what they did, like, this week was they released a single version of it that was, like, re-recorded, and, like, there were different, some of the verses are different and whatnot, and it's, like, about half as long.
Mm.
But I like it a lot, and I think I might even like it better than the original version, which is weird because I usually prefer non-single remix, versions of stuff. Not original to remix, but like since it's a single version, it's usually shortened.
It's
and
cut.
And cut and stuff like that. And it is, but I tend to for whatever reason, I like this better. I think. Anyway, it's really dope. It's called Drunk Driver's Killer Whales. Owen, hit it.
But if we learn how to live like this,
Yeah, no, I've never heard the full version of that, but
it's real good too.
I like the single version.
The full version is it's less guitar driven.
Okay.
Less like overdrive and distortion and stuff on it. It's not like mellow, but it's also a little bit more like of an epic scale because it ramps more because it's like 6 minutes instead of three.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Ready to jump on over? Another song here.
Jump right in.
Yeah.
With our buddies Drake and Future.
Yeah.
Jump man. If you're on Metro, don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Halloween. Taliban. Yeah. Jump man. Them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. Ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand, though, like, woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', what you expecting, woo. Shout out, Michael Jordan just said text me, woo.
Jumpin', I just seen the jet take all they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join a team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo. I just throw the private dinner in LA. Trappin' is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never getting slack. I just had to buy another safe. Bentley, Spurs, and Fennel, Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come f*** me now. Jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dudded. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine in Adderall. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my big back, whoa. Count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
Whew. sitting here dabbing away.
Dab on him.
Dab. Yeah,
now, did you put that on your story by any chance?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay, well, cool. Then perfect segue.
It definitely is.
Hey! Woo! We have a surprise guest, which isn't really a surprise because I invited her, but
yeah, I mean,
still,
I was surprised
to all of you.
Hey, look, I was surprised, man. But and, like, our viewers were, they're not viewing anything. The listeners are surprised, probably.
Like, probably.
Well, it's not on yet. Okay, I will turn it on, and then it will work.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Is that yellow? Yeah.
Anyway, if you're listening and you don't have us on Snapchat.
See, look, now it does work, all right?
Perfect.
It works.
Yeah, you got to just point it at your face.
Anyway.
Hey, there you go.
Adam's on Snapchat. My Snapchat's Owen Robinette.
Snapchat.
There's no punctuation there. Garber.
I'm the one true Jake.
And send us those middle fingers. Let us know that you love and or hate us.
Yeah, but don't tell us which.
Of course, never. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, support your local Toodette.
Toodette! Toodette! Oh, yeah, now we gotta get Gabby to a Toodette.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We'll tell you in the break. But first, we got something great coming up.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
And Gabby, I feel like you can introduce it. Why is this song special? Why is this artist special to us, particularly in this moment? This is Gabby.
Yes, this is Gabby. Is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's right here. It's right here.
Yeah,
this
no,
is the
it's,
song. This is the artist.
Yeah.
Introduce it.
Oh.
Introduce it however you would like.
Okay, well, this is a person very near and dear to my heart, and the only reason I showed up tonight.
Hey!
Ouch.
I'm sorry, guys. I love Vince Staples more than you guys. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I do too.
We're all gonna see him in March, so
we,
it's lit. All
right. We bought tickets. We're gonna go. It's a happening. It's a thing now.
March 27th in Philly.
So
what venue is this at? Actually, I don't remember.
Doesn't matter really.
So this is Hands Up by Vince Staples, and the reason I'm here. So enjoy, fam.
Oh yeah.
Vision trying to stop my blackness. I'm watching for them badges when out in traffic. Them 9-11's been a tad bit frantic. If lights start flashing, please don't panic. The DEA giving out gang enhancements. Can barely even hang the build a case off camera. CCAT tracking criminal patterns. Tricking n****s into taking strikes to get out faster. Freedom bribery, cause we hardly acquit. Social media that lead to fast photography snitching. Blame geography, for the pride in these n****s. Take you when they fingerprint you. Now you part of the system. This was all a part of UEP and Bobby prediction. Making profit off of violence, they arousing attention. Leaders rising, leave the 25 to life in the prison. Better watch it, cause I know they got a spot for you. Just a couple they gunned down around the hood. I guess the pigs split wigs for the greater good. Cause I ain't seen them lock a swine up yet. At the most they reassign them to prevent protests. Just your color is enough to get you under arrest. Strong hand in the law got me feeling oppressed. If you flip and kill a 50 then you get in the chair. Paying taxes for some clowns to ride around. Whooping scared the man up. Handcuffs giving dashes on the wrist. I used to lift my fist and fight the power with. All the homie told me in his day the dicks was playing bricks. In the trunks in the Chevrolet, they traffic stopping shit. Raider homes without a warrant, shooting first without a warning. And they expect respect and non-violence. I refuse the right to be silent.
Right.
All right. So that is my favorite Vince Staples song. I know he's had a bunch of really great things out. I love how evil the bass and like the it's just an evil groove.
Yeah, no. Hell Can Wait is a great.
Yeah, no. That Hell Can Wait is still my favorite thing he's done. I love Prima Donna. I love Summertime. 06.
Yep.
But like, ooh, Hell Can Wait. Oh, so good.
I need to listen to Prima Donna all the way through still, actually.
It's real solid, man.
You haven't listened
it's real now? Solid.
No.
It's real solid.
Who are you to say you're my friend right now?
That's a good question,
uh-oh.
Honestly.
Uh-oh. Owen, you're out.
That's right. It's now Two Dudes Assorted Tunes with Gabby and Jake. Cool.
Yeah, it's Dude and Lady Dude.
Dude and Lady Dude.
Dude and Lady Dude.
All right.
No, Owen, you're in too deep now.
Yeah, no.
Uh-oh.
We're in too deep.
That's right. It's just... It
no,
is
no,
what
no.
It
to
is.
That.
To that! To that! Oh, we forgot to explain that.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
Anyway, no. Go over and choose the next song.
All right, so, and now for something completely different. Little Monty Python there. So that was Vince Staples, and now we're going to do Pink Floyd, but it's not the Pink Floyd that everybody knows, it's the old Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Guys, pay attention.
We're bonding over
we're really
other
bonding.
Stuff. Other stuff.
No, I was bonding over that.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys God. Looking farther down
that
in the playlist?
Garber. That was all garbage.
We're looking farther down in the playlist?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whew, it's going
to
be a good time.
Second
anyway.
Second to last is about to be lit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not about. We got a half hour. But anyways.
Well, no.
Yeah. No, it's going to be lit
Let's
soon.
Let's do it.
Here's something weird from Pink Floyd. It's Lucifer Sam from their first album. What was that on? We gotta do PSAs?
We gotta do PSAs.
We gotta do PSAs.
We gotta do PSAs. FCC always on our case.
Thanks, FCC.
Literally don't think they've ever listened to our show otherwise.
Of course they don't.
We would have been...
Hey, look, man. Paige cursed on my show last night by accident. I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Oh, I think I just did like 5 times. Whoops.
No. You're good.
Oh, no. You didn't. You haven't cursed
earlier
at all.
Earlier when I was...
No. We weren't on air. Yeah.
No. You're fine.
What?
You're good. We were when I was insulting Owen the first time.
No, you did not curse. I was listening. You did not curse.
I definitely thought I did.
You did not.
You're just so used to it. Yeah. You're just so used to it.
I mean, yeah, no, I just drop an F-bomb and they're just kind of not even thinking about it.
It's just a kind
of
sprinkle.
I almost did just there when I was about this, when I said F-bomb. I was like, I drop a in there, you know.
All right, Garber, pick a PSA.
All righty.
For those of you who don't know, as he picks, basically, our game is there's this whole stack of PSA pamphlet things that have been sent to us by the Ad Council.
Why are there so many things from the freaking Selective Service?
Because, like, look,
what the hell?
Because military industrial complex is huge in America.
That's very true. This is like shrink wrap, man. This is fancy.
Yeah.
Some fancy stuff here.
So the idea, basically, we've never seen these before.
Nope.
We don't know what they say.
No, I get this one. You get a different one.
You got to pick at random.
Yeah.
And then read whatever's in it.
Yeah.
First read, like whatever just
exactly
right there.
Yeah, no.
Because you've never seen it.
So anyways, we're going to open this guy up.
All right.
If I can break the shrink wrap.
That's what I was asking.
Because you got me.
Oh, no, I got it. We good, fam. Yo, PSAs are lit right now, right? Am I right?
Everything we do is lit.
Always lit.
Everything we do is lit. Yeah, there goes the shrink wrap. All right. Ooh, dude, there's like bonus Owen, don't be an ass. Come on.
I mean, I was just trying to fill time while you weren't. I was trying to fill time while you weren't talking. So
you know what? Look, dude, we have a booklet here with some stuff in it. Wow, this is ridiculous. Oh, yo, okay, Arlie Ermey is recorded on the CD. Can we just play Arlie Ermey?
Just go.
Oh, man. Oh, this is going to be amazing.
All right. In the meantime, here's more shrink wrap.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what?
Because it's better than dead air. Not by much, but it's better than dead air.
Track 8 is Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket.
And because all the stories I can think to tell right now can't be said on air.
Facts.
So it's just got to be riffing with nonsense while Garber puts the CD in.
All right, well, the CD's in the tray, so...
Yeah, but it's not playing.
All right, you know what we're
doing? I hear nothing.
We are getting there, Owen.
All right. Rip.
Rip
your life.
I got something to say that you need to hear. It's Forever Man 18 through
25.
You want to live in my United States? Then you've got to register with Selective Service. Fact is, you must
register
before you can qualify for
federal
or job training. So go online at sss.gov or go to any post office. Wait a minute. You did it already? Outstanding! You've earned my respect. Hoorah!
Oh, thank God.
All right.
I was worried for a second. I was worried that I wasn't going to get his respect.
Like, God forbid I didn't get his respect.
That's right.
I'm so upset. Well,
do you guys even know who Arlie Ermey is?
Nope.
Okay, so, all right. This is great. You're going to like this. Why is this not ejecting? Come on.
Because it's going backwards now.
God damn
it. Time is moving backwards.
Fine.
See, you're lucky, though. You don't even have to register for the Selective Service.
Sup?
Yes, exactly.
Eat it, babe.
Easy there.
Watch yourself.
Check yourself
before you wreck yourself.
Watch yourself.
I'm already wrecked. I'm already trash. It's
All right. So, okay, hold on. So, Arlie Ermey is an actual drill sergeant. Like a real-life drill sergeant who just showed up for auditions for the Full Metal Jacket movie to play the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah.
But he's an actual
drill
sergeant. And he got the acting job.
At people for real.
Yeah, he just did what he would normally do. His like audition like was him screaming insults for like 10 minutes, and that was it.
Can that be my like interview for every job ever?
Of course.
There you
just
go.
Scream creative insults to anyone in my line of vision.
But he liked acting so much more than being a drill sergeant that he just retired so he could play drill sergeants on TV.
That's...
He was in a Geico commercial playing a psychiatrist who acts like a drill sergeant.
I can't tell if that's like goals or complete rip my life. I really can't.
It's a mix. I feel like it's a mix, as most things tend to be. Anyway, read your PSA.
Go for it.
Okay, guys, did you know together we can solve hunger?
I did not.
I did know that.
I feel like I didn't. I feel like we've tried so hard and not gotten anywhere that at this point I kind of lost hope.
Well, with feeding America...
Oof.
We can.
Oh, okay. Tell me more, Gabby.
Please,
did
let me know.
Did you know, with my jacked up voice, that nearly 1 in 5 kids in America, 50 million children, struggle with hunger.
I feel like we've read other PSAs.
Yeah, we've read this so many times.
I can only quantify this as hella.
Sure.
And Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks together, sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion meals to people in need.
Hella meals.
So go to feedingamerica.org. We all like to eat. Yeah. Help up
oh,
people
I
eat.
Do love eat.
Yeah, go
do
it.
I do
yeah,
love
I
eat.
You
love
eat. To be here.
Oh, you boy. Did skip. You postponed. But just side note, my laptop just went from 4% to 100% battery. So,
all right. Well,
rip me.
You know what, man? Let's just take advantage of it.
I guess.
Alrighty.
Alright, I'm gonna pick this one.
Laptop is weird.
Jesus!
What, is it more selective service?
He won't hear what you don't play.
Oh god, we've done that. We've done that one already.
Selective service system.
We've done that. Get rid of it.
Nope, nope, we're doing it. Dear Public Service Director, we all have to do our part to keep America strong. Men, citizens, and non-citizens, I love this, non-citizens living in America must register with the Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. It's the law.
It's the law.
So you don't get any of the rights of a citizen, but you still gotta fight for our military.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to America.
Hell yeah.
America.
It is one of the civic responsibilities of every young man inherits as an adult, but only young men, sexism.
I mean, I know plenty of women way more qualified to shoot things than me.
I have shot things.
Yeah.
I've shot so much.
I'm like fat, man.
Like, enough.
Okay.
I think in my life I've done a total of about 10 pull-ups.
I've done about zero, so.
Oh, well, I know what we're doing on Wednesday.
No, stop.
Pull-up time.
So embarrassing. Oh, God.
I know.
I don't go to the gym with you.
But for those who don't know, I've been waking Gabby up at 7:30 in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And select weekends.
Week, and select days on the weekends to go to the gym.
So you're either doing her a real big favor or you're an ass.
No, it's a little bit of both.
No, here's
it's a little
saying,
bit of both.
Because I was telling someone on like the floor earlier, I was like, I'm constantly torn between shout out to Owen for getting me to the gym and like literally screw Owen for waking
for
me up.
For waking
me
up to go to the gym.
I can't decide.
Oh my god. Anyway, so help young men be aware it's important to register for Selective Service. If y'all don't know already, do that thing. Otherwise, you can't get money for college.
Yeah, go do the thing, guys.
Found that one out the hard way. I've told that story on the show already before, though.
Sweetie.
Well, because you don't know this. I wasn't 17 and a half when I was registering for college. So I physically couldn't register for the Selective Service. So they were like, I can't give you financial aid unless you register for the Selective Service. And I'm like, well, I can't register for Selective Service because I'm not old enough.
Because you're a baby.
So I was in a battle with Lafayette where they're like, we can't like submit your financial aid forms until you do this. I'm like, I physically can't do this until later.
Because you're a baby.
Because I'm a baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Aww, I'm getting a little baby.
Little baby. I'm 19.
Baby.
I'm 19. March 3rd is my birthday. Everyone send me a gift, please.
Don't
anyways.
Do it. Don't send him anything. He doesn't deserve it.
I literally don't, but still send me things because you...
I mean, that's
like,
how birthdays work.
Yeah,
you don't have to deserve anything. You
don't
just
deserve
get stuff.
Anything at all.
Unless it's my family. And it's like happy birthday.
Birthday should be like a celebration of my mom for holding me for 9 months and then giving birth to me.
And like,
but
honestly, my mom went through so much labor for my dumb ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like an unnecessary amount. And then I came out almost dead. So that was casual.
I have a fun story,
yeah,
too.
Wait, dude, so did I.
I put my mom through 13 hours of labor. 13 hours.
Oh my god.
This woman, it's surprising she doesn't hate me, but I came out with a hole in my heart.
I did know that.
Yes, I like to use that as my excuse as to why I'm
That explains a lot.
Trash. Now, it explains a lot about how heartless I can tend to be.
Yeah, man.
Was underweight.
Okay, look, man. I came out and I apparently just swallowed like a bunch of like poop that was floating around in like in the womb. So that explains why I'm always full of crap.
Surprising thing.
Oh my god.
It explains a lot about me.
I'm really upset neither of you caught my Wonder Years reference. It's really upsetting.
I'm sorry.
I was born underweight. Not breathing.
Aren't you still underweight?
And also sick. No, I am in a healthy weight range. Thank you very much. I've been working hard to make sure I'm in a healthy weight range.
I'm body shame the crap out of you.
I know how much you weigh. You weighed yourself this morning.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not going to say it on air.
I mean, I weigh 153 pounds.
Okay, 153.
It's unfortunate. I'm trying to get up to 160.
We weigh the same.
It's really frustrating. All right. But yeah, so I almost died when I was born. That was casual.
Rip.
So we all had terrible births, essentially, is what we got out of this.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why we're friends.
Just the start of a crappy situation.
Honestly, my life was trash. Like,
day one.
Go, so I might as well continue the freaking
Anyway, time. Garber literally eating poop is a good... is a good transition to this next song.
I mean, yeah.
I can't even laugh like a normal human anymore.
It sounds fine.
You know
fine.
What? I don't remember if it stank or not, though.
Well?
I mean, you're a newborn.
But I don't know if it stank.
It probably did.
Maybe it smelled like roses.
Did.
Probably.
I think Andre 3000 has something to say about that.
It could have smelled like roses.
Let's hit it.
So that outro is supposed to be a little, just a little bit different.
A little bit more fun.
A little bit. A little bit more explicit.
So, side note, just casual thing. I'm going to drop into conversation real quick. My mom snaps me at the end of our conversation about all of our collective births.
Yeah.
She was in labor with me for 48 hours.
How does she hate you?
And I asked her that. I asked her, this actually might be a response. I'll read it on air regardless of what it is.
Shout out to Owen's mom, though.
Because biology makes sure you forget about the pain ASAP.
That's actually fair. True.
That
yeah.
seems to. That seems
I think that's
legitimate.
Also why sex is so much fun. Like it's like note. It's like biologically designed okay. to be worth giving birth.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, okay. What kind of sex are you having that you're in pain at the end, but like you forget about?
No,
it?
No, 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 no. That's right? not. That's that is like, not right? what I was talking about.
I'm not gonna comment on anything.
Anyway, speaking of sex, yeah. you know, it sometimes comes along with sex, honestly. Depending on the people. Yeah, it's you. Don't open. I want to watch it later. Sometimes what comes along with sex is love. And this next song...
Well, this is not about that kind of love.
This is not about that kind of love. No. But let me tell you, this next song... So,
all right,
as people who are listeners to the show yeah. know, I am deeply in love with Donald Glover.
Owen wants
Wait,
to have sex
really?
With Donald Glover.
I have no idea.
Genuinely would, without hesitation, have sex with Donald
Owen's
Glover.
List of celebrities
that
you
is,
do,
he's number like, one on my celebrity cheat list. He's number one. Like... I
like
have
not
no,
even cheat list, like any
thing,
given moment, any
thing.
Given time.
I have
list.
No inclinations towards the other sex, but no, I make an exception for Donald Glover. I do.
You do have inclinations towards,
or towards the same sex.
There you
I
go.
Have
there you go.
Towards, thank you. Oh, there you go. Guys, everyone.
Owen's accidentally coming out on there.
I just came out of the show. That's cool. That's pretty fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Stop.
But anyway. I love Donald Glover.
Yeah, man.
Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino just came out with a new album.
It's
album's
really
called
dope.
Awaken My Love. It's very funky. It's super weird. It's like a it's a just mix of a ton of fun stuff.
So Childish.
He's using a lot of hand motions right now, guys. So you know he's very. Excited.
Yeah.
Very
Childish excited. Gambino is a rapper, but this is not a rap album.
This is not. Well. Yeah.
No, it's not a rap album.
It's not.
There's no rapping on it.
Well, there's a little bit, but not.
All right, you know.
There's a little bit.
Okay, but it's not a rap album. But I'm not a rapper.
Y'all
I'm not
talking.
Anyway.
Super hot fire.
Why
super
am I
hot
here?
Fire. We listened to the first song off of this new album on the show.
We
first
did.
Time I ever listened to it. There's a picture of me of when the beat drops, and it's just me being very excited.
Yeah, no, you have this gigantic ass
look
grin
up,
on your
if
face.
If you want to see that and also listen to some past shows, go to wjh.org/ripharambe and look at our archive shows. I believe it's episode 10, but it might be episode 9.
I think it was 10.
I think it was 10, too, because episode 9, I believe, is Mac Daddy's deformed pumpkin,
yes.
pumpkin Skippy.
Oh, no, that was
our Halloween episode.
I thought that
episode.
Was 7.
Was that
no,
7
I
or 8?
See the picture.
I don't know.
I think it was 7. You know, yeah. you're right. 7 was Halloween.
Yeah.
Two
oh,
down
oh, it's 9.
2-9. Anyway.
It's real good.
If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to Awaken My Love. But first, here's Childish Gambino with Have Some Love.
It's so hard to find.
Yeah.
Woof. So yeah, that's my favorite song off the album so far.
Honestly, I could love that song too. I don't know if it's my. I think my favorite's Terrified.
Terrified,
but,
solid.
But Redbone, solid. That's really good. Redbone. Oh, Redbone.
Redbone.
Man,
overall, just a good album.
Dude, the album has been on repeat for me since it came out.
Literally since Friday night.
Yeah, no, I've been listening to it all the time.
I've probably listened to it at least 10 or 12 times all the way through since Friday night.
It's real good.
Which, granted, keep in mind, that's a total of like 72 hours. So, yeah. Listen to the album if you
want. Definitely in my top 10 for the year.
So, yeah. So, Gavin,
I think, and next week we should prepare a top 10 albums of the year.
Because
it'll be our last show of the year.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, we should do that.
All right.
I don't know. We can like play like some songs from them.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be good.
Can I just like randomly show up again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Cool.
Reading day.
Woo! Anyway, Gabby, you were excited for this next song. So why are you excited? Unless you can't tell a story on air.
I mean, it's not that there's a story.
Oh, okay. You just like the song.
I got introduced to this song like a little while back, and I just love it so much. Like, it's just so chill. I just love playing it on repeat in my room when I feel like crap. And for some reason, this is the one that gets me back up. But, nah, fam, it's just great. Like, I don't have a specific reason.
You just like it.
You know something, though? Like, this has been in our playlist for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks. We keep pushing it back for whatever we keep pushing it back because we have, like, other stuff that we want to do a little bit more. But, like, it's kind of cool that it just kind of fell on the day that you showed up.
Honestly, yeah. I'm just blessed.
And also, I think it fits really well after this next song. So.
It really does.
Without further ado. Here's Lou Reed. Walk on the Wild Side.
Lou.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side, and the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Your hair is all caught in those headphones there.
Really? Rip,
yeah, no, I'm pointing it out for the viewers.
I had no
for the
idea.
Viewers. I keep calling them viewers, the viewers, but like, you know what? Well, they're probably looking at something.
My hair's all jacked up from Grinch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shout out. Come see the Grinch this week, even though I don't have a voice and can't sing.
All right.
But
also, she looks weird and her puppet is terrifying, and I'm super
honestly
excited.
It's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Yo.
Yeah.
Picture for the episode today?
God, no. Please, no.
I think a rose growing out of a turd would be the right one for the episode today. If we can find that.
If I can crop it so it's just the puppet. Can
I can
it be
send
that?
You one of just the puppet.
Perfect. All right,
well,
there we go. Make it that.
God.
They are terrifying, and
I'm so excited for this show.
I'm
afraid for all the little
it's
children who are gonna be.
It's literally
gonna
be amazing.
Because they're gonna leave absolutely traumatized.
Yo, so we have one more song,
we
man.
We do. And actually,
by my man, Frank.
Well, this is good timing, because I just saw, actually, as I was scrolling through Facebook, that Frank Ocean just announced his first live shows.
Really?
In 3 years. Yeah, it's been 3 years since he last performed. He's going to be at two festivals this summer. I don't remember what
the
those
prices
are,
just went up.
June 9th, the other is July 14th, so look out for those.
Neither
the ones we are planning on going to, no.
So, rip.
I'm totally fine with that.
Because
that's
music
the picture
references?
That's the picture that I was thinking of.
That works, honestly.
Right? Anyway.
Yeah, so, man. Yeah. So this is one of my favorite Frank Ocean songs that he's done. It's from my favorite release that he's done, Nostalgia Ultra. I stand firmly by Nostalgia Ultra. I know Channel Orange is great. I know Blonde is good. I firmly stand by Nostalgia Ultra.
Do you firmly grasp it?
I firmly grasp it.
Firmly grasp it.
I don't actually have
in
a physical copy of it, so like I can't actually firmly grasp it, but I firmly grasp what he's trying to get out.
It's a mixtape, so you can't.
Look,
yeah,
man, they do release those sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I listened to Channel Orange earlier this week. It was pretty lit.
Oh,
a good
well,
time.
Yeah, of course.
It was a particularly good time.
Particularly lit.
The thing about this song that I like... It's so dark, and like, but also pretty and smooth and. Whew.
So.
Whew.
Here we go.
Who's ready to drive to the ocean?
Swim good.
Swim good. Swim good, take off this suit.
got some pretty good beats on this 808 CD, yeah. Memory seats I'm sitting on, stay heated. I would've put tents on my windows, but what's the difference? If I feel like a ghost, no swags. Ever since I lost my baby, I've had this black suit on, rolling around like I'm ready for a funeral.
Casual Seagulls.
We made it to the ocean.
We did get to the ocean. I don't think we wanted to get there. The lyrics indicate that nothing good happens
the,
once...
The ocean's not a good place to be at.
Yeah, no. This is definitely a suicide song if I've ever heard one.
Yep. Well, so, rip that.
Yeah, man. Nah, anyway. Dude, that song always hits me right in the feels. Yeah. So it's such a good song.
Good stuff. Oof.
Okay, so I've always been angry at Frank Ocean for not just doing more things.
Aren't we all?
It's good that we do have some stuff from him, but man, there needs to be so much more.
I was disappointed by Blonde. I feel like I've said this on the show already.
I know, but
I was just like,
I know it's not Channel Orange. Yeah. I know it's not Channel Orange,
and I know the artists evolve. I know things are different, but like, because the internet wasn't camp. But because the internet was still great and camp was still great, Awaken My Love isn't because of the internet, but it's still
or
great.
Camp.
Or camp. But Blonde isn't Channel Orange. Channel Orange isn't Nostalgia Ultra. None of them are the same, but I just didn't think Blonde was that good.
Eh.
I don't know.
Anyways.
It's disappointing.
That's all we have now, but we still have... That's all the music we got, but we still need Gabby to do some a thing for us here.
So we're gonna
have a round of...
So I'm going to go. Garber's going to go, and Gabby's going to wrap it up, and that'll be the show.
Oh. Alrighty. So you've been listening to...
Toot it!
Toot it!
Hey, there we go.
Peace out.
Yeah, this has been...